Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Thousands descended on impeached South Korean Yoon Suk-yeol's residence again on Sunday, despite bitter snow conditions blanketing the capital, with one camp demanding Yoon's arrest while the other called for his impeachment to be declared invalid. Late Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Seoul, likely to wade into the political crisis and talks Monday with his Korean counterpart. Ju Ok-son is a political activist and elder deaconess at Sarang Jail Church. I am so grateful that Secretary Blinken is coming to Korea, because our country has had a 75-year-long alliance with the U.S. and because we have U.S. troops protecting our country. I think the U.S. is more interested in the situation in Korea than anyone else, and I think that is why he is visiting. On Sunday, Presidential Security Service Chief Park Jong-jun said he had no intention of letting the investigators arrest Yoon by Monday's deadline because those under his charge were legally obliged to protect the country's sitting leader. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 14 Palestinians in three separate attacks in the Gaza Strip on Sunday, taking the weekend death toll to 102, Palestinian medics said, as U.S. and Arab mediators stepped up efforts to conclude a ceasefire deal. Elsewhere, Israel helped a former soldier leave Brazil after legal action was initiated against him by a group accusing Israelis of war crimes in the Gaza Strip. The Hind Rajab Foundation, named for a 5-year-old Palestinian girl killed in Gaza, said Brazilian authorities had launched an investigation into the soldier after it filed a complaint based on video footage, geolocation data, and photographs showing him taking part in the demolition of civilian homes. The case raised the prospect that Israeli soldiers could face prosecution abroad over their actions in Gaza, where Israel has been at war with Hamas for nearly 15 months. This is VOA News. New Orleans has held a vigil on Bourbon Street to mourn and celebrate the lives of those killed when a man rammed a pickup truck into a crowd, killing and injuring revelers celebrating the new year. The vigil on Saturday evening included relatives and others weeping as well as dancing to remember the victims. Charles Cruz was one of them.
It could have been me, it could have been anybody, but we also had a friend named Tasha, and she passed. The tragedy that happened.
Authorities say the attack by Shamsuddin Jabbar killed 14 people and injured dozens of others. The investigation is continuing into Jabbar's motives and how he carried out the attack before he was killed by police during a firefight. The former U.S. Army soldier proclaimed his support for the Islamic State militant group in online videos posted hours before he struck.
At least with Elon, we've got free speech back. Whether we like everything he says or not, he is a hero. And I'm very pleased that he's backing our party.
Speaking at Reform UK's East Midlands conference on Friday, Nigel Farage called billionaire Elon Musk a hero of free speech and admitted the tech mogul would be donating money to Reform UK. However, on Sunday, Musk did an about-face and said that Farage should step down as the leader of Britain's right-wing Reform UK party in an abrupt withdrawal of support. Quote, the Reform Party needs a new leader. Farage doesn't have what it takes, unquote, Musk said on his social media platform X. Ministers from Syria's transitional government urged the United States to lift its sanctions on Damascus during their first visit to Qatar since overthrowing President Bashar al-Assad. Unlike other Arab countries, Qatar never restored diplomatic ties with Syria under Assad, who was toppled by an 11-day rebel advance that swept through major cities and then the capital Damascus in December. The international community has not rushed to lift economic restrictions on Syria and is instead waiting to see how the new authorities exercise their power. Austrian President Alexander Van der Bellen said on Sunday he would meet far-right Freedom Party leader Herbert Kickl on Monday after attempts to form a coalition without the FPO fell apart and conservative Chancellor Karl Nehammer stepped down. Ladies and gentlemen, democracy is about struggling to find solutions and then making the appropriate compromises and doing so honestly. Democracy is not possible without these compromises and sincerity. Van der Bellen made the announcement Sunday after meeting with Chancellor Karl Nehammer and others at his presidential palace. Nehammer has announced his intention to resign after coalition talks between his conservative Austrian People's Party and the center-left Social Democrats collapsed. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.